abandoned further by God, and we descend deeper into judgment. The next sign of God removing himself from our national life is when we disintegrate morally and spiritually. And we are. Our nation is unraveling into a tangled maze of idiocy, craziness, children killing their parents, husbands killing their wives, husbands beating their wives, mothers killing their children, active shooters killing anyone, terrorists killing Jews, movies portraying abuse of women as romance, parents selling their children, corporations betraying generations of trust, politicians lying for votes, preoccupation with sex, pedophiles preying on our children, men becoming women, women kept as sex slaves in a basement prison, obsession with entertainers, students bullying students who kill themselves to escape the emotional pain, social media destroying reputations, cyber thefts of identity, teachers seducing their students, babies aborted as a means of birth control, aborted baby parts sold to the highest bidder. We, quote, have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity. We're full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice. We're gossips, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, arrogant, and boastful. We invent ways of doing evil. We disobey our parents. We are senseless, faithless, heartless, end quote. All of the above are signs that our beloved nation is under the judgment of a holy, righteous God. It's time to repent. If we refuse to repent and we continue rejecting God and his moral standard, substituting our own, we reach the farthest point away from God and the deepest stage of judgment when we, quote, not only continue to do these very things, but also approve of those who practice them, end quote. Could this be an...